Hello, fellow Kentuckians and other friends, and welcome to a short edition of my Old Kentucky podcast. I'm Jasmine Smith, and Robert Connie could not be with us today, but I'm still going to bring you a condensed episode of the pod. And if I had to think of one thing we should talk about today, it's teachers. There's been a lot going on in Frankfort with several education bills. School has been called off, so I'm going to update you a little bit about a couple of those bills and what's been going on over the last week. So let's get to it. Last Thursday, several districts, I believe it was eight in fact, closed due to too many teachers calling in sick, including the state's two largest districts, Jefferson County Public Schools and Fayette County Public Schools. And the teachers all showed up in red in Frankfort, and this time it was because of House Bill 525. House Bill 525 is sponsored by Ken Upchurch, and it would make changes to the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System's Board of Trustees. The board right now is made up of the Chief State School Officer, the State Treasurer, two trustees appointed by the governor, and then seven elected trustees. The KEA conducts the nomination process of the seven elected trustees, and it includes four teachers, one retired teacher, and then two non-teachers. House Bill 525 would eliminate the need for trustees to nominated to be a teacher, non-teacher, and retired teacher, and only one trustee would actually be submitted by the KEA. Instead, seven total groups would select a member. So the groups are, one, the KEA, the Kentucky Retired Teachers Association, the Kentucky School Boards Association, Kentucky Association of School Superintendents, the Kentucky Association of Professional Educators, the Kentucky Society of Certified Public Accountants, and the Kentucky Bankers Association. So this is eliminating the number of teachers on the board. But let's talk a little bit about one of those, the Kentucky Association of Public Educators. This is the only group that has publicly supported the measure. Upchurch, who sponsored the bill, although he's not an educator, he is an associate member of the group. So shortened, it's CAPE, K-A-P-E. So CAPE has 3,200 members to KEA's 43,000. And they're known to be a more conservative group of educators. Regina Huff and Bam Carney are also members. And the executive director, Donna House, said that she was not involved in drafting the legislation, though. So several representatives are members of this group, but it's a much, much smaller group than the KEA, and they're the only ones that are actually supporting this. Basically, what this bill comes down to is teachers are getting less seats at the table, and they haven't really been invited to any tables in the last couple years in Frankfort. But the protests are certainly not just about HB 525. They're more about what this administration has done to teachers and public education. You know, they've tried everything. They've contacted their legislators by every means possible, and they've been largely ignored and not brought to the table. I just read today that five states saw teacher protests in 2018, and four of those five states increased funding for education, and the one state that did not was Kentucky. So that tells you something about what has been going on in Frankfort the last few years. There's a really good Medium article written by Kentucky 120 United detailing basically what teachers have endured the last few years. Those things include reduced funding for early childhood education, reduction of family resource centers and youth service center programs, reduction in SEEK funding, funds for extended school services like after school tutoring and things like that, reduced school improvement funds for lower achieving schools, reduced transportation funds, an increase in taxes on retirement incomes, and then, you know, no money provided for textbooks, required professional development or teacher mentoring. And then teachers got a 3% raise a few years ago, but teachers are required to pay an additional 3% to cover the cost of their insurance when they retire, which kind of negates that 3% raise they got, I believe, back in 2014. So that's what teachers have been going through. They also, in this article, listed what they're prepared to protest over. And those things include attempts to provide scholarship tax credits for private school, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Attempts to create funding mechanisms for charter schools, attempts to reduce their defined benefit pension benefits. That's what we saw last year. Attempts to remove new and future school employees from the inviolable contract. We've talked about that as well. And then attempts to reduce salaries of public employees. So their piece on Medium is really good. It's called Their Line in the Sand. Teachers have seen so many reductions to funding, and they've tried to contact their legislators and haven't been heard, and this is where we are. There are several education bills that are being heard in this session, but I think HB 525 is one big one, and then another big one that I wanted to talk about is House Bill 205. House Bill 205 is sponsored by Bam Carney, Speaker Osborne, and then a host of other Republicans. HB 205 is another bill that's opposed by Kentucky 120 United, and this bill would offer tax breaks for donations made to private school scholarship programs. They're basically dollar-for-dollar tax breaks that would be used as incentives to donate to private school scholarship programs. Kentuckians could get up to $1 million in tax credit, with $25 million in credits available each year on a first-come, first-served basis. The LRC said this could cost up to $50 million by its fourth year and could cause up to $21 million in loss of revenue. Proponents of the bill say that it would save the state money because more children will be going to private schools, so the costs for public schools will go down. But there's less money to fund public schools now, and there are also a lot of fixed costs that school districts have regardless of the number of students, like utility bills, the cost for transportation, for bus fuel, things like that. Superintendents all across the board oppose this bill. Superintendents held five separate press conferences across the state to oppose it. And then we had this Bam Carney quote from WDRB. And he said, "I'd say superintendents will be lucky to get anything else this session. If they want to just always be against everything that doesn't go their way, instead of coming and talking to folks and trying to work things out, then why would we continue to make efforts to try and pass legislation that they want? They didn't come to the table to support pension reform, so at some point they need to work with us or there will be some consequences." So that kind of sounds a little threatening, right? I think the other part of this to talk about is that there's maybe a constitutional piece to this. Section 186 of the Kentucky Constitution says that all funds accrued to the school fund shall be used for the maintenance of public schools and for no other purpose. So I think if this bill does pass, we will certainly see a lawsuit over it. Right now, this bill is in the Appropriations and Revenue Committee. That means it would need 60 votes to pass. It's had its second reading, but it's been returned to the committee. That brings us to what happened today. JCPS actually closed again due to teachers calling in sick. And I'm recording this on Wednesday, March 6th. So JCPS was closed again today. But Kentucky 120 and the JCTA, the Jefferson County Teachers Association, both said that they did not encourage that to happen. HB 205 was actually not set for a hearing today, but I think maybe the worry, and there was a social media movement to call in sick today because they were worried that it might get attached to another bill. So they didn't actually have a hearing on it today. An education bill, however, did pass that I just wanted to mention. SB 8 was also passed today, which was another bill that was opposed by many teachers that would change the teacher tribunal process. And that bill actually passed while teachers were protesting, chanting against it outside. Another final thing to note, Matt Bevin on the radio today said that opponents of scholarship tax credits were like opponents to abortion restrictions, in that they say they want abortion to be safe and legal and rare, but they really just want to kill children after they're born. So I think what he's trying to say is that teachers and other public employees are saying this is about the children, but really it's not. And that's what abortion restriction opponents would say, that, you know, we want to make it safe, but really they want to kill babies. So that's a really intense quote by Matt Bevin. It's really similar to a lot of other Matt Bevinisms that we've talked about. So it's unsurprising. But of course, I think he went a little bit far. So that's what is going on in Frankfurt right now. We have several education bills, mostly opposed by teachers. We have Bam Carney saying, okay, if you're going to do this, then you're not going to get anything else, kind of. And we haven't had another hearing on HB 205. I know that in Frankfurt, they've gotten more calls against it than for it. So we will be sure to keep you updated. So that's what I've got for you today. Just an update on some of the major education bills and what's been going on in Frankfurt. We will stay tuned and see if schools close again in the coming last few days of the session, and we'll be sure to update you. You can find My Old Kentucky Podcast on Twitter at My Old KWAP Pod. We also now have an Instagram with the same handle. You can like our Facebook page. You can also listen to our podcast pretty much anywhere now. We're even on Spotify, but certainly any other podcasting apps as well. We have a newsletter that comes out on Fridays that you can subscribe to at forwardky.com/email. And finally, we have a Patreon page. That's at www.patreon.com/myoldkentuckypodcast. You can sponsor what Robert and I do by supporting us for as little as $1 a month. And we'll send you a reward if you do that. We'll send you a My Old Kentucky Podcast sticker. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week. On a little cabin floor.